Well, sisters, let's turn to the New Testament, the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书，我们今天要读第五章第八节到二十一节。
Today we will share from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 21.
以弗所书第五章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
那暧昧无益的事不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人，因为他们暗中所行的。
Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret.
凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。
But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light.
所以主说，你这睡着的人，当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
For this reason it says, Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Making the most of your time, because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，那要被圣灵充满。And
do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
那当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。Speaking
to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢赞美你，早晨再次靠着你爱子的名，我们来到你的面前。
My Father, once again, we give thanks to you that in the name of your beloved Son, we are gathered once again before you.
愿你差遣你的宝贵师，再一次来到我们当中，把你的话再次
You send the Holy Spirit to explain your word and reveal it to us. That we may understand your word and see the light contained within. And walk in the will you have shown to us. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我在想，我们现在呢，可能对于神的永远的旨意应该有一些了解啊。I
think that by now, according, we would have some understanding of the Lord's eternal purpose.
神呢，做事呢，他是有他自己旨意的，按照他旨意做事的神。Our
Lord, when He wants to accomplish something, He will do things according to His will.
他不是想什么做什么，没有计划的做事情。And
it's not. He does not act without a plan and just, you know, act on a whim.
他从创世以来做事，直到如今，都是按照他永远的旨意在做事情。
From the beginning of creation to now, he is always acting in accordance to his eternal purpose.
所以以弗所书一章十节呢，他说啊，等到时候满足的时候，他要叫天上地上一切所有的都在耶稣基督里面同归于一。
And so in Ephesians chapter 1, it says that when the time, in the fullness of time, that is, He will sum up all things in Christ.
这是呢神工作的法则。
And this is the
principle,
the principle of the Lord's work.
这是神他工作的那个目的。
And this is the purpose of His work.
有人说呢，如果我们把父的心打开让我们看的话，
Some people will say, if we open up God's heart for us to see,
那我们看见的里面只有他的爱子耶稣基督。
We will find that inside there's only His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus.
一切被造的呢，都是借着他造的。
And all things that were created were made for him.
是在他里面造的。
They were made in him.
是借着他造的。
Made through him.
也是为着他造的。
And made for him.
神呢，一切的创造呢，都是为了他爱子所预备的。
So all of God the Father's creation was prepared for the Lord Jesus.
这是神他永远的旨意。
And this is His eternal purpose.
那么为了达到这个旨意呢
？In order to attain this purpose.
那他为他爱子呢预备了一个教会。
He prepared for His beloved Son a church.
就是借着他爱子的血所买赎回来的。
And that church was redeemed at the cost of His own blood.
在三章第十节那里。
In chapter 3 verse 10.
他说呢，要借着教会啊，使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
It says, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities of the heavenly places.
这是神呢、啊，在万事以前呢、啊，在耶稣基督里面所定那个永远的旨意。
And this is, God's eternal purpose that was established in Christ.
所以呢，一面呢，神永远的旨意是关乎他爱子耶稣基督的。
On one hand, that eternal purpose is about the Lord Jesus, His beloved Son.
为了达到这个永远的旨意呢。神预备了一个教会借着教会呢要成就神的心意
and so in order to obtain this eternal purpose he made the church so that the church would usher in this purpose
教会呢需要长大成人呢满有基督长成的身量
and so the church must grow up into the fullness of the Lord Jesus
那教会呢是他的身体是那充满万有者的丰满、
And so the church is that body, the fullness of Him.
那么教会呢，要需要装备整齐啊，那个等候新郎，等候我们的主他自己。
And so we must, as a church, grow up into the full stature of Christ to be prepared as a bride.
那么教会要能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量的话。
And if the church is to grow. To the full stature of Christ.
那每一个在其中的儿女们呢，都需要长大。
Then all of the children in the church need to grow up.
没有一个例外的。
There is no other option.
那么在圣经当中呢，有一个观念是得胜者的观念啊。
In the Bible, there is this concept of overcomer.
那么当教会软弱那个失败的时候。
And when the church is weak and has stumbled.
那么神兴起的得胜者呢，做他的见证。
The Lord will raise up these overcomers to be his testimony.
见证呢，要代表教会呢，那么在世界在世人面前呢，成为神的见证。
And they would stand before men as a testimony of the church.
但是呢，得胜者呢，他能代表教会。
But for overcomer to take.To represent the church.
但是他不能代替教会。
But they can't replace the church.
那么神兴起这得胜者的目的呢
？And the reason for the Lord to raise up these overcomers.
他要那个带领的众子要进到荣耀城去。
Is to lead all of His children into glory.
所以每一个神的儿女们呢，都要在那个生命当中长大。
So all of God's children need to grow in their lives.
因为我们每一个人在主里面的追求呢，都关乎呢神永远的旨意的成就。
Because all of our pursuit of the Lord is related to his eternal purpose.
如果我们呢、啊、那个迟延，我们在怠惰，我们不长进。
If we hold back and refuse to grow,
不但我们自己这个人受亏损。
Not only would we individually suffer loss.
那么神他永远的旨意也要迟延。
And God's eternal purpose would also be delayed.
那么在以弗所书呢，他说到那基督徒呢、啊、长大呢。他有一件事情呢，他来一个简单的来快概括了。
And so in Ephesians, when it talks about the growth of Christian life, he uses a few simple examples.
那在圣经里面呢，他有一些用一些方法来描述我们在地上怎么样来追求。
The Bible uses many methods to show us how we ought to pursue the Lord.
那比如说在罗马书呢，他说到呢，我们因信称义。
In Romans, we are justified by faith.
我们呢，然后呢，因信成圣。
Then we are
sanctified.
Right.
然后有一天我们因信得赎。
And then one day we'll be glorified.
那么整个基督徒的那个生活呢，就是开始的时候我们得救的时候我们是灵的得救。
And so, it talks about our spiritual journey at the very beginning. Our spirit, salvation of our spirit.
那么今天呢，我们呢是过着呢是。魂的得救
and today what we're living is the salvation of our souls
有一天我们身体要得赎
and one day our bodies will be
这
redemption of our bodies
那么这是一个很简单的一个这个真理啊让我们看见我们这条路怎么走
And through this simple example, it tells us how we should walk in our path.
那在以弗所书呢?
But in Ephesians,
他就说到我们这个基督徒在这条路上怎么走呢?
It tells us how, as Christians, we should walk along this path.
非常的简单,
very simply.
就是呢,因为我们要脱下旧人,
this is to put off the old man.
我们要穿上新人,
and put on the new man.
那我们这个旧人呢, 他是说呢, 是这个, 因着那个, 私欲呢,的迷惑呢, 渐渐变坏了。
And it says our old man, through
sensuality has fallen to corruption.
So this old man is already broken.
没有用了,
is useless.
在神的手中,这个不能做神任何的事情,
and in God's hands, it cannot be used.
不但是坏了,
not only is it broken,
而且臭了,
it smells.
腐烂了, corrupted.
It's corrupted. So we have to put on the new man.
这新人呢,
and that new man is made in the image of the Lord.
他有神的那个真理, 还有他的公义,
and it has the Lord's truth and righteousness and holiness.
神的一切的属性呢, 都在这个新人里头啊, 要让我们得着。
And so all of God's character is in this new man, and He wants us to obtain it.
那么脱去旧人呢, 穿上新人呢, 不是很抽象的。
And so putting off the old man, putting on the new man is not very
abstract.
那么他在用了很多的例子告诉我们怎么样来脱去旧人，怎么样来穿上新人。 The letter of Ephesians tells us in very practical ways how to put off the old man and put on the new man.
我们要弃绝谎言,
but to hate lies.
那么把旧人脱下来。
And by doing so, put
我们要跟林舍说实话。
And we have to speak the truth.
然后把新人给穿上去。
And that's putting on the new man.
我们呢,生气却不要犯罪。
It says, be angry yet do not sin.
那么那个从前偷窃的呢, 现在不能再偷。
Those who steal should no longer steal.
那么今天呢,要好好的亲手做工啊, 只有可余的分给那些缺少的人。
And now they have to labor with their hands so they can have something to share with those who lack.
在旧人里头啊,
so in the old man,
我常常说一些那个污秽的话,
may say some filthy things.
是败坏人的话,
That would tear people down.
不受救人呢, 让人绊倒的话,
and we would say things that would cause people to stumble.
那么我们今天要把这些都放下来,
so today we have to put these things
通道把它脱去,
to lay them down.
我们要穿上新人,
and put on the new man.
我们要学习呢, 说那些造就人的好话,
we have to speak words that would build
让人呢, 听见了以后, 得益处, 得造就,
and we would when people hear them, it would benefit them.
这是呢,我们天天呢,
these are all things that we can do in our everyday lives.
非常的实际, 每天呢, 都有经历的,
and it's very real. We can experience them every day.
特别呢,我们在我们说话的事情上呢,
especially in this matter of what we say to one another, we have to understand that in our old self, a lot of what we say causes people to stumble.
那么在新造里面来说话,
and in the new creation, when we speak,
那么有圣徒的体统,
we have to have this character of a saint.
能够让不叫神的圣灵的担忧,
and to not cause the Lord's Spirit to be sorrow.
那么今天呢, 他让我们还要看一件事情,
but today, He wants us to see another thing.
那什么叫做那个脱去旧人?
What does it mean to put off the old man?
就是呢,我们不再走在黑暗里头。
It is to no longer walk in darkness.
我们呢,开始呢, 走在光明里面。
But we have to walk in the light.
那么一个在活在新人里面的人呢?
For those of us who are living in the new man,
那是天天活在神的光中的人。
We every day have to live in God's light.
那么那个圣徒呢, 是天天需要在神的光中行走的。
And so the saints have to every day walk in the Lord's light.
在那个帖撒罗尼迦那个前书啊, 第五章那边, 他们说, 他说呢, 我们呢, 不再是属黑夜的, 是不再属幽暗的。
So in 1 Thessalonians 5 it says, we no longer belong to the darkness.
那我们呢, 是属于白昼的。
We belong to the light.
我们呢, 要行在那个, 白昼, 神, 行在神的光中的。
We have to walk in the light, in God's light.
这是基督徒呢, 在地上, 天天要学的事情。
This is something that we as Christians have to learn every day.
那么在我们呢,来看怎么样行在光中之前呢?
So, as we learn what it means to walk in the light,
我们要先来看一件事情,
We have to see one thing.
他说呢, 从前你们是暗昧的, 但如今呢, 在主里面是光明的。
It says, before you were formerly of darkness, but now you are light in the Lord.
他说呢, 从前呢, 我们呢,
it says, before we used to walk in the darkness.
今天在主里面的话, 我们在光中行走。
And today, if we need to walk in the light of the Lord.
在这里呢, 中文的翻译啊, 他把这两个字呢, 都翻成是形容词, adjective, 啊。
And so, in the Chinese translation, these words are translated as
adjective.
It says we were of the darkness or of the light. But originally, these are both nouns.
它是说呢, 我们原来呢, 就是黑暗的, 我们里面一片漆黑的。
It says that we were darkness, that our entirety is full of darkness.
我们为什么走在黑暗里头呢?
Why did we walk in the dark?
因为我们这个人呢, 里面就是一片漆黑, 我们这个人就是黑暗。
It says that inside of us we were just full of darkness, that we were darkness.
我们为什么会犯罪呢?
Why would we sin?
我们天天是个罪人。
Because we are a sinner.
因为我是个罪人, 所以我不能不犯罪。
Because I am a sinner, I can't help but sin.
是因为这个天然的天性啊, 让我走在黑暗里头。
It is my nature to walk in darkness.
但是呢, 我们信主之后呢,
but after we believe in the Lord,
他说呢, 我们就是光,
it says, now you are light.
这是个名词,
this is a noun.
那我们之所以能够走在光中啊,
and therefore we can walk in the
因为呢,
light.
我们呢, 在主里头就是那个光,
because in the Lord we are that light.
啊, 光在我们里面啊, 让我们行在光里头。
So the light is within us, then we can walk in the light.
所以主说呢, 你们呢, 是世上的光,
so the Lord tells us, you are the light of the world.
主的生命在我们里面, 这个生命呢, 是神的光,
the Lord's life is within us, and that life is the light.
那么是因为主的生命在我们里面, 我们呢, 就是那个光,
and because God's life is within us, we are that light.
那么要, 这是我们在那个, 走这条, 在光中行走路的时候呢, 首先呢, 要认识的,
so this is the first thing that we have to understand if we are to walk in the light.
我们在信心里面要接受,
we have to accept it in faith.
我今天能在光中行走,
today, I can walk in the light.
因为我里头有光,
because in me, there is light.
我就是光,
I am light.
主说呢, 你们是在世上的时候,世上的光。
The Lord told us, we are the light of the world.
那么因为我们是光的缘故啊,
because we are light.
他说呢, 你行事为人就像, 当像光明的子女。
And the Lord tells us, because you are light, walk as children of light.
那么我们说我们是光, 我们在光中走, 到底是什么, 这什么意思呢?
And so when we say we are light and we walk in the light, what does it mean?
那世上的人, 他们也说了, 他们有光, 他们能够看见这个, 看见那个。
So people in the world may say, I have a light, I can see this and I can see that.
但圣经说, 说到神儿女是光的时候,
when the Bible tells us that God's children are light,
那么为什么我们是, 是光呢?
Why are we light?
因为我们是那个光的儿女。
Because we are children of light.
我们神呢, 祂是光,
our Lord is light.
祂是那个, 神是光呢, 在祂毫无黑暗,
our Lord is light and he hates the darkness.
那么我们是祂的儿女,
we are his children.
啊, 所以呢, 我们里头有光,
and so within us we have light.
那么, 我们的父呢, 我们天上的神呢, 祂是众光之父,
and our Father in heaven, he is the Father of light.
当圣经说祂是众光之父的时候,
when the Bible says our Lord is the Father
of light, 任何让我们能够看得清楚，看得见那些真理，好，那些光呢，都是来自于父神的。
On one hand, it says our ability to see the truth in the light is because that light is from the Lord.
那么也可以说呢,
and we can also say,
因为我们是光啊,
because we are light,
那么我们都是从父所生的,
and we are born of the Lord.
他是父呢, 是那个众光的父。
And our Father is the Father of all light.
那么当然了, 我们呢,在这个比起来的, 我们的光跟神的光来讲是不能比的,
and of course, if we were to compare our light with the Lord, it is incomparable.
这好像呢,那个,这个一个手电筒啊,跟那个太阳的光在比似的。
It's like trying to compare the light of a flashlight to the light of the sun.
那么我们呢,如果在大白天底下, 我们点一个蜡烛, 你发觉那个蜡烛没有用啊。
And it, under the bright sun, if we were to light a candle, you'll see that the candle has no use. And under the bright sun, if you were to turn on a flashlight, you'll see that the flashlight is pretty useless.
虽然呢, 这个光啊, 我们的光度跟天神呢, 是相差的那么样的远。
And if you consider our brightness with that of the Lord,
但是他的性质是一样的。
But his character is the same.
哎呀，也许我们在这个大白天的时候，我们点个蜡烛没什么用啊。
Maybe in the bright sun, if we were to light a candle, it might not have a lot of use.
我们呢，这个几年前呢，那个 Edison 那这个停电啊。
A few years ago in Edison, there was a power outage.
家里是这一片漆黑。
And the whole house was dark.
啊，赶快找到一个蜡烛。
I found a candle.
蜡烛一点起来以后
，And once I lit the candle,
整个房间都亮了。
The whole room was bright.
哎呀，虽然是个小小的蜡烛。
Even though it was a tiny light candle,
是个小的手电筒
or a small flashlight,
哎，整个房间呢都亮起来。
The whole room was filled with light.
哎，我们呢，这光在我们里面也是这样的。
The light within us is the same.
虽然我们呢跟神的光来比的话呢，是相差的那么样的远。
Even though our light compared to the Lord's is not comparable.
但是在那个黑暗的世界里头。
But in the dark world,
在这个弯曲悖逆的时代里头。
In this wicked and crooked generation.
那他说呢，你们要像明光照耀，要把神的道能够显明出来。
You have to shine like a light and show, reveal God's word.
虽然是一个烛光啊，这个小小的光，但是呢，在这个黑暗当中呢，就发觉它的功用了。
We may be a small individual light, but in the darkness, you'll see how useful we will be.
所以呢，他说到，他说呢，你们在主里头呢是光啊。
So it says here, in the Lord we are light.
那么，因为我们是光的缘故呢，所以我们行事为人呢，就像那个光的那个儿女一样。
And so, because we are light in the Lord, we have to walk as children of light.
那么，所以我们在走这条那个光的那个路的时候啊。
So as we're walking in this path of light,
先有这样子的认识。
We have to have this understanding first.
那个主在我们里面呢，他是生命的光。
The Lord within us, He is the light of life of light, life of light.
那么我们呢，在这个光中我们行走了，我们就越走越明亮。
And so in this path of light, as we walk along it, we will become brighter and brighter.
就像那个箴言里面所说的。
As in the Psalms it says.
那么义人的路呢，好像那个黎明的光啊，那个越走越明呢，直到正午。箴言的
Proverbs.
Right. 对。
Says.
这节圣经没有给你哈，那么这啊就是神的儿女们呢，就好像在光中，好像早晨的那个光哈，那么。开始的时候是不是那么亮，是只有一点点的光。
And so our light is like the dawn. In the beginning, there's only a little bit of light.
那么在走着。
And as we walk along this path.
那么因为我们在神的光中行走。
And as we walk in the Lord.
我们的那个路呢，越走越明亮。
Our path becomes brighter and brighter.
就好像走一天呢，走到正午，像那个正午的太阳一样。
Until one day we'll be like the noonday sun.
不但是呢，我们的路上的光越走越明亮。
Not only is our path becoming brighter and
brighter. 那么我们呢，这个基督徒的生命呢，里面的光呢，越来越有功用。
The light within us becomes brighter and more useful.
那么这个光呢，到底是我们行在光中到底是什么意思呢
？What does it mean for us to walk in the light?
他说呢，如果我们行在光中的话。
It says if we were to walk in light,
那么我们是会结果子的。
We would bear fruit.
我们呢，每每想到光的时候，你说光什么样的功用啊
？And when we think of light, what is the use of light?
我们呢，最先想到的光呢，是光是来照明的，对不对
？We think light first it shines on things, right?
那么在黑夜里头的时候，有一个手电筒照的光啊，那个路都明亮。
In the darkness, if you turn on a flashlight, then the path will be lightened.
这是确实是光一个非常重要的一个功用。
And this is a very important use of light.
那么光呢，它也可以杀菌。
Light can also disinfect.
那么如果是说家里有什么那个这个床单啊什么的霉了，那放在太阳底下晒一晒啊，那个霉就消掉了。
If we have some blankets or some laundry at home that is growing mold, you leave it in the sun and then the mold will die.
但是光呢，还有一个很重要的一个功用。
Another very important purpose.
那就是它是会结果子的。
Is that it would cause fruit to grow?
我不知道你们家里有没有种过菜哈。
I don't know if you've ever grown fruits or vegetables.
那你如果种菜的话，你要在哪里这个批个菜园呢？
If you were to start a garden, where would you plant it?
你会在你的大树底下辟个菜园吗?
Would you plant it underneath a big tree?
不会啊, 你一定会找到一个空地, 那个阳光充足的地方,你在那里种菜,
of course not. You'll find an open piece of land that has sunlight to start your garden.
如果阳光不够的话呢, 菜场不好的,
and if there's not enough light, your plants won't grow.
那么加州为什么成为一个农业的大国呢? 大州呢?
Why is California such a great farming
state? 阳光充足,
because there's so much sunlight.
气候非常的好,
and its temperature is very good.
但那里的水果啊, 蔬菜啊, 长得非常的茂盛,
and so the fruit and vegetables that are grown there are very plentiful.
同样的, 我们在属灵生命的话呢, 也需要来自于神的光,
and likewise, we also need the Lord's light.
当我们活在神的光中的时候,
if we were to live in the Lord's light,
祂说呢, 会在我们生命当中结果子的,
He will cause us to bear fruit.
他说光明所, 这是光啊, 光所结的果子呢, 就是一切的良善公义诚实,
for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
良善呢, 是跟那个邪恶做个对比的,
and so goodness is contrasted with evil.
那么良善是说到神他一切的性情,
and so goodness talks about the Lord's the nature.
那么在基督身上呢, 要结这个神性情的果子,
so we have to bear this fruit of God's nature.
那么我们天天活在神的光中的话,
and if every day we live in God's light,
神的那个良善的性情, 神的本性的, 一天一天显在我们身上,
then the God's good nature will reflect and grow in us.
但我们当我们活在光中的时候,
and if we live in the light,
我们天然里人里头, 那个旧造里头, 那些邪恶的那个本性的, 一天一天就会出去,
our old selves, the evil within us, will day by day pass away.
还有就是结那个良善的果子,
the other fruit is righteousness.
下一个呢是这一个果子是结那个义的果子,
so the first fruit was goodness, the second fruit is righteousness.
那么什么叫做义呢?
What is righteousness?
义呢, 他们说呢, 就是由那个, 在神眼中看为对的事情就是义,
so righteousness is the things that are right in God's eyes.
那么就好像呢, 那个射箭呢, 射中那个标靶一样的, 射中红心, 那就是义,
as if you are aiming for a target, and that red dot is that righteousness.
那么我们呢, 在没信主之前,
before we believed in the
Lord, 当我们还活到这个, 在那个旧造里头的时候,
when we're still living in our old creation,
我们呢, 常常射不到那个靶子,
we could never hit the target.
因为呢,我们都活在黑暗里头吧,
because we were living in darkness.
那么有人呢, 还有本事可以把眼睛蒙上来, 那个射箭啊,
maybe some people are very talented and they can blindfold themselves and still shoot a target.
我也想啊, 这绝大部分的人呢, 在黑暗当中啊, 你射箭呢, 绝对射不到那个靶子,
I think for the majority of people, if you were in the darkness and you're trying to shoot a target, you would never hit it.
当我们活在光中的时候,
but in the light,
那不但呢我们看得清楚那个靶子,
not only could we clearly see the target,
我们有能力射中那个靶子,
we have the ability to hit the target,
那么完全的活出神的公义的要求,
to completely satisfy God's righteous requirement.
所以光能够结那个义的果子,
so light can bear this fruit of righteousness.
同时呢这光还能结那个诚实的果子,
and finally this light can cause can grow the fruit of truth.
诚实的对面就是虚假,
so the opposite of truth is falsehood, lie.
那么当我们活在黑暗当中的时候,
when we're living in darkness,
我们那个说话, 我们虚假,
and in our speech,
我们的行事,
fake,
虚化,
and our actions may be false.
那么我们不但是说我们的, 看不到我们是活在虚谎里头,
not only can we not see that we are living in falsehood,
就算是我们看到呢, 我们也赶不过来,
even if we could see it, we wouldn't be able to change.
那么但是当我们一旦活在光中的时候,
but if we were to live in the light,
我们看见什么是那个真的,
if we saw what is real,
什么呢是合乎神心意的事情,
what are the things that are pleasing to the Lord,
不但我们看得见,
not only would we be able to see them,
我们能够走在其中,
we can walk in it.
这是呢当我们活在光中的时候呢, 在我们身上就能够产生的那个果子来,
so these are the fruits that will that we will bear when we walk in the light.
他这里特别说是一切的良善公义和诚实,
and especially it says in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
在基督徒身上每一件合神心意的事情,
in a Christian's life, all of the things that are pleasing to the Lord, Every character that is pleasing to the Lord can only be revealed when we live in God's light.
没有一个是我们身上属神的性格,
none of our godly character can be manifest in someone who is living in darkness.
我们身上每一样的性格,每一样属灵的个性,
all of our character or godly nature,
都是因为我们活在神的光中,
it's because we are living in God's light.
那么当我们活在神的光中的时候,
when we are living in God's light,
那么我们就能够查验什么是神主所喜悦的事情,
we can learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
哎呀,我们从前呢, 那么我们很想知道那个神到底呢, 祂喜悦什么事情,
previously we may really want to know what pleases the Lord.
但是呢,我们不学习活在光中,
but if we didn't learn how to live in the light,
我们呢, 不认识我们就是在光里的人,
we wouldn't know the people who are in the light.
所以呢,我们常常在这问啊, 什么是神的旨意啊, 什么是神所喜悦的事情啊?
So we always ask, you know, what is God's will? What is pleasing to the Lord?
但是如果我们活在光中的话,
but if we live in the light,
哎呀,你就发觉呢,神的旨意是那样的清楚,
we'll see God's will is so clear.
很清楚地知道这件事情是神所喜欢的, 这件事情是神所不喜悦的事情。
We'll very easily be able to tell this is pleasing to the Lord or that is not pleasing to the Lord.
如果我们要走在神的喜悦的道路上的话,
if we were to walk in the path that is pleasing to the Lord,
我们呢,必须是一个活在光中的人。
We have to be someone who is living in the light.
那在这里啊,我们要插出去啊,这边没有提到的事情啊。
Here we have to expound on something that's not.
那我还要再问,什么再问啊? 什么叫做行在光中?
Now what does it mean to walk in the light?
那么在圣经当中呢, 它起码有三个方面的,让我们告诉我们呢, 是怎么样来行在光中的。
The Bible gives us three ways to know what it means to walk in the light.
首先呢, 它说神的话是光。
First it tells us God's word is light.
但是你的话就是我脚前的灯, 是我路上的光。
Says your word is a light to my path.
如果我们要走在神的光中的话,
if we want to walk in the light,
我们要熟悉神的话,
we have to be familiar with God's word.
神的话呢, 常常呢, 光照我们, 让我们看见我们的本相。
God's light shines upon us and lets us see our true character.
希伯来书第四章呢, 他那里说啊,
Hebrews 4 tells us,
神的话呢, 就好像就两刃的利剑一样。
That God's word is like a two-edged sword.
那么能够刺入破开我们心中一切的隐情。
And you can pierce through 4:12, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit.
连我们心中的思念跟主意啊, 都能够辨明。
And able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
把那个灵跟魂啊, 骨节各个骨髓的那个刺入破开的。
Piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit of both joints and marrow.
叫我们呢能够在那个与我们有关系的主面前刺入敞开。
For us to be fully revealed before the Lord.
我们呢当我们来读主的话的时候,
as we study God's word,
很多话发觉呢, 神的话呢, 常常光照我们,
we'll see that God's word often shines upon us.
哎, 很多时候呢, 我看不见自己的本相,
many times I can't see my own self.
啊, 神的话就像一面镜子一样,
but God's word is like a mirror.
那么当一那个读了主的话, 看见我们的本相如何。
As we read God's word, we'll see who we really are.
然后就好像活在那个光里头一样,
and we'll be living as if in the light.
其实活在光里头的时候, 有的时候, 不见得是那么样的舒服,
maybe living in the light, it may not be that comfortable.
如果你在一个房间里头啊, 那么这个光很暗的话呢, 你大概觉得过得很舒服, 这房间很干净, 很舒服。
Maybe if you're in a room and the lights are a little dim, you might think, oh, this is a, the room's pretty clean and it's comfortable.
如果太阳出来了,
when the sun comes up,
我们把那窗帘都打开了,
and we open up all of the,
你发觉呢,那个房间里都是灰尘,
and we find that the whole room is covered in dust.
哎,里头就,你就非常不舒服了,
then you'll be very uncomfortable.
怎么这么多灰啊?
Now where's all this dust coming from?
所以呢, 当神的话来的时候,
when God's word comes to us,
哎呀, 一个很自然的一个反应,
a very natural reaction.
啊, 我这里面怎么这么多的灰啊?
Is to say, where's all this dust?
啊, 但是呢,
but we have to see it.
啊, 那神的话进来的时候,
and when God's word comes in, it shows us who
啊,
we really
神的话,
are.
它是光。
In God's word, it is light.
啊, 我们刚刚说呢, 那个在约翰福音呢, 一章里, 他说, 生命在他里头, 这生命就是人的光。
In John chapter 1, it said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
我们当我们在说到生命的时候,
when we talk about life,
我们常常都会想到说生命的功用是来结果子的,
and the purpose of life is to bear fruit.
生命是来帮助人的,
and life is to help people.
生命是来认识神的心意的,
and life is to understand God's
啊,
这都是对的, will. And these are all right.
但是这个生命呢,它有一个很重要的一个功用,
but this life has a very special
它的,
use.
它这生命呢,就是人的光,
this life is the light of men.
你要活在光里吗?
You want to live in the light?
你只要活在这个生命里头呢,你就发觉了里头满了的光。
If you were to live in this light, you will find that your life is filled with light.
啊, 这个生命呢, 带进神的光,
this life brings in the Lord's light.
只要我们学着活在这个生命里头,
as long as we learn to live in this life,
啊,我们里头啊, 许多的黑暗面呢, 就会被除去,
and all of the darkness within us will be
因为这个, 这生命呢, 是我们里面的光,
because this life is the light within
照明我们一切的本相,
and it shines on our all of our character.
所以基督徒呢, 我们不但是要常常学习, 那认识读主的话,
so as Christians, not only do we have to learn to study God's word,
那甚至基督徒呢, 要常常学习呢, 生, 活在那个生命的感觉里头,
we have to learn to live in the feeling of life.
这个生命呢, 在我们里面是非常真实的,
and this life is very real.
那它常常会告诉我们, 这件事是对的, 是那件事错的,
and it'll tell us, you know, this is right or this is wrong.
这也是圣灵的那个工作, 祂那个恩高的教训, 在我们里面, 知道什么是是的, 什么是非的,
and this is the work of the Holy Spirit within us to tell us what is true and what is not.
我们要学习认识这生命的感觉,
and so we have to learn to distinguish this feeling of life.
而且我们要顺服这个生命的感觉,
and we have to be faithful to that feeling.
你就发觉呢, 我们就活在光里头,
and we'll find that then we are living in light.
哎呀, 很多的黑暗就像出去了,
and a lot of darkness is
我们就,
done away with.
我们越过, 我们看得越清楚,
and the longer we dwell in it, the more clear we can see.
我们生命在里面越来越长大,
and then our life will grow.
那么都像说到活在光中的时候,
and so when we talk about living in light,
我们不能够忘记一件事情,
we cannot forget,
那么就是神他就是光,
that the Lord himself is light.
在他呢, 毫无黑暗,
in him there is no darkness.
我们如何来活在光里头呢?
If we were to live in the light,
我们常常活在他的面光之中,
we have to live before his light.
当我们常常学着侍立在他的面前的时候,
as we learn to study before him,
也许我们不是在读经,
maybe we're not studying his word,
也许呢我们还没有那个摸到里面生命什么样的感觉,
maybe we haven't learned to distinguish this feeling of life,
但是呢因为我们学着常常活在他的面前的缘故,
but if we often learn to live before him,
父他就是光,
our Lord himself is light,
他自己的光要照在我们里头,
his own light will shine within us.
那这是呢每一个基督徒我们在生活当中的时候我们应该要学习的,
and this is something that every Christian needs to learn.
也许我们现在很忙碌,
maybe today we're very busy,
也许我们在做这件事情, 做那件事情,
we might be doing this thing or that thing,
但是里面总要认识一件事,
we have to understand something,
我们呢, 是活在神的面前的人,
we are people who are dwelling before the Lord.
哎呀, 我们里头有这样子的信心, 我们要这样子看见, 我们要这样子的学习,
we have this faith, and we have to have this vision and understanding,
知道我们的父呢随时在看顾我们,
that our Father is always looking up, out for us.
他不仅仅只是照顾我们那个生活上的需要,
not only is he providing for us our daily needs,
他不仅仅只是帮助我们解决许多的困难,
not only is he helping us deal with all these difficulties,
他在那里天天关注着我们, 看着我们,
he is watching over us daily.
他的光天天地照在我们身上,
and his light is daily shining upon us.
我们呢有这样的学习的时候,
when we learn of this,
当我们在信心中这样子看见的时候,
and if we can understand this,
发觉呢我们是活在光中的人,
we'll find that we are a people that are living in light.
活在光中的人是会结果子的,
and if we're living in light, then we will bear this fruit.
圣经上常常要我们要结果子,
And the Bible always wants to bear fruit.
圣经上说很多很多的果子。
The Bible has many fruits.
然后呢，圣灵的果子也好。
The spiritual fruits.
那个工作的果效也好。
And the fruit of our works.
都是一个结果呢，就是但是我们活在神光中的时候，自然的一个结果。
And so the end result is that this is a natural outcome of living in God's light.
其实结果真的不是需要花很大的力气的。
Truth be told, bearing fruit doesn't require a lot of effort.
结果真的跟工厂里面造出一个产品很不一样。
Bearing fruit is very different from making a product in the factory.
你看到一个橘子哈长在那个树上面。
You see an orange growing on a tree.
所以这很普通的一个橘子嘛。
It's a very plain, normal orange.
那大概一个大概就几毛钱而已。
And one orange might only be a few cents.
那你试着在工厂里面照照看。
And you try to make an orange in a factory.
你在正常里面最先进的工厂造不出来一个橘子。
You will not be able to make an orange in a factory.
但是那个橘子树呢，如果他会讲话的话，他就问他说：“您这橘子怎么长的呀？”
And if you were to ask an orange tree, if you could speak, how did you make this orange?
我们用了这个所有的这个最先进的科学的大科学家都造不出这个橘子来。
And all of today's modern science, they can't make an orange.
那橘子树如果会说话的话,
and if an orange tree could speak,
我没做什么啊。
You'll say, I didn't really do
anything. 我就这很自然的光着那个天天的照着底下的营养分那个供给的，自然就长出果子来。
Every day, I'm in the sun and I pull the nutrients from below and naturally will grow oranges.
那基督徒结果子也是这样子。
So Christians bearing fruit is the same.
我们呢，就常常活在他的光中。
As long as we often dwell in His light,
我们读他的话,
and we read His word,
我们的那个听里面的声音,
and we hear the voice within us,
我们知道我们的神在看顾我们,
and we know that our Lord is watching over us,
身上呢, 我们自然就结出许多的果子来,
we'll naturally grow, bear this fruit,
我们自然就能够查验什么是神所喜悦的事,
and we'll naturally be able to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
那么当我们说我们是活在光中的时候,
and if we say we are living in the light,
那么在我们生活的周遭有什么样的不同呢?
What is different in our surroundings?
那么一个活在光中的人跟没有活在光中的人有什么样的差别呢?
What is the difference between someone who is living in the light and someone who is not living in the light?
这底下呢，它有两段经文哈。
There are following two sections of verses.
那11节到14节呢，它是说到一个活在光中的人对于你周遭的发生的事情，你有什么样的认识？
In verse 11 through 14, it is the reaction of other people around us to the light.
那么15节呢到21节说，这一个活在光中的人呢，他在生命上有什么样的改变？
In verses 15 to 21, it talks about for someone who's living in the light, how has their own life changed?
这一个信主的人，活在光中的人身上有什么样的见证？
What is the testimony of someone who is living in the light?
首先呢。 当我们学习活在神的光中的时候,
First, when we learn to live in the light,
你会发现一件事情,
you may find out something.
你突然呢,对你周遭发生的事情非常的敏锐。
You'll be very sensitive to the things that are happening around you.
你以前呢,很多事情呢,我们看呢,也看不到,这个人做错的事情呢,我们也没什么感觉。
Previously, we may not have seen a lot of things, and when other people did something wrong, we might not have a strong feeling about it.
但是当我们活在光中的时候,
but when we're living in the light,
不但我们对我们自己的看得很清楚,
not only can we see ourselves very clearly,
对我们周遭发生的事情, 我们的旁边的弟兄姊妹身上所做的事情, 我们里头也非常的明亮。
The things that are happening around us, in our brothers and sisters around us, we can see it very clearly as well.
那么他说呢,暧昧无意的事呢, 不要与人同行, 都要责备行这事的人。
In verse 11 says, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them.
当我们还没有学着活在光中的时候,
before we learned how to live in the light,
那么很多这个神的儿女做错的事情, 当然我们包括我们自己在内了。
Many of the things that God's children did that were wrong, ourselves included,
我们没有太多的感觉,
we might not have a strong feeling,
因为我们看不太清楚,
because we couldn't see it clearly.
我们没有那么大的把握,
we didn't have this assurance.
你知道这件事情, 这个弟兄, 这姊妹做错事情了,
You may know that this brother or sister did something wrong.
但是呢，你没有那么大的确据。
But you might not be very certain.
所以呢，我们也不敢说什么。
And we weren't, we didn't dare to say anything.
但是当我们活在光中的时候，
But if we were to live in the light,
那不但我们自己身上的那缺点我们看得清楚哈。
Not only can we see our own faults,
他说呢，
very clearly,
其实我们周围弟兄的弟兄姊妹， 如果犯错的话，
It says all, if brothers and sisters around us are sinning,
我们会看得很清楚。
We'll see it very clearly.
我们知道这件事情是不对的。
We'll know that this thing is wrong.
以前都没有这么把握。
We might not have had this assurance before. But because every day we're learning to live in God's light, we're very certain that this thing is wrong. This is darkness. This is unrighteousness.
那么我们怎么办呢?
So what do we do?
那我们呢，那个，以前呢，看不清楚就算了哈。
Before, if we couldn't see it clearly, we said, yeah, forget it.
反正呢，那个，我也不确定这件事对的是错的。
Besides, I'm not even sure if this is right or wrong.
但是呢，因为活在光里头缘故，
But because we're living in the light,
我里面非常的有把握这件事情是不对的。
We're very sure that this thing is wrong.
那怎么办呢？
Then what should we do?
那么多少时候呢，我们因为在天然里头活惯了。
Oftentimes, because we are used to living in our natural
我们呢，就学习的这个明哲保身的这个中英文怎么翻不晓得，就是能不说就不说吧。
In order to I guess save face, you would, you know, if you didn't say anything, then that's fine.
因为我们知道，我们要是指出人的错来的话，
because we know if we were to point out someone's fault,
如果这个人恼羞成怒的话，
and if they got mad,
那么他可能说一些那个不合意的话，
they may say some things that were
我们呢也受不了。
That we wouldn't be able to take.
何必要得罪人呢？
And so why would we bother, you know, sinning against them?
我们习惯了，我们说让它过去吧，不说吧。
We may be used to say, you know, forget it.
但是如果我们要学习活在光中的话，
But if we were to learn to live in the light,
当我们要这个学习把事情认识清楚的时候，
And if we were to learn how to see something clearly,
你发觉呢，里面它有个责任，它里面有个催促。
We see that we find this responsibility within ourselves.
你必须责备这件事情。
You have to rebuke this thing.
我们不活在光中也就罢了啊。那么如果我们活在光里的话，
If we were to dwell in the light,
那我们看见这件事情不对。
We see that something is wrong.
那么我们一个天然人习惯了，我不愿意讲。
And our natural reaction is to not say anything.
我不愿意去得罪人。
I don't want to upset anyone.
那会有一个什么样的结果呢？
What is the result?
那么先知耶利米呢，他有一个经历。
Jeremiah has this experience.
那么这个耶和华神呢，打发他去责备以色列人。
The Lord sent Jeremiah to rebuke the Israelites.
那么指出他里面的许多的那个黑暗，指许多的错误。
And to point out all of their darkness and all of their sins.
那在那里宣告了神的审判就要临到。
And to warn them that God's judgment is coming upon them.
说了很多的话，以色列人都不喜欢听的。
And he said many things that Israelites didn't want to hear.
那说着说着呢，这有一天呢，这那个耶利米说，我不说了。
And he kept saying until one day he said, I'm not going to say anymore.
他说因为呢，我每一次当奉着耶和华的名说话的时候，
Because every time I spoke in the Lord's name,
所遭遇到的都是讥刺，都是那个耻笑。
Everyone would just, you know, laugh at me.
哎呀，受不了了。
I can't take it anymore.
我说我不说了。
I'm not going to say anymore.
他说呢，如果当他不说的时候，
And when he said this, and he stopped speaking,
他里面有个经历。
He had this experience.
他好像那个火呢，在骨头里面烧一样的。
And it's like a fire was burning in his bones.
他是那个禁止不住，他不能不说。
He says, I can't help but speak.
神的话在他里头，
God's word was in him.
他当他很清楚地看见以色列人的百姓的光景，
When he clearly saw the condition of God's people,
当他怕麻烦，怕难处，他不说的时候，
When he was afraid of being a bother, afraid of the rejection,
神的灵在他里面催促他要讲，
God's word within him just had to come out.
这是我们当我们想要走这条
And so when we were walking in this path of light.
可能是我们第一件事情要学的。
This may be the first thing we have to learn.
可能我们过去很多的一些习惯，一些的经历，可能要摆下来。
Many of our old habits we might need to put down.
那学习呢，从那里神那里得智慧，有智慧的话语，有恩典的话语，怎么样来把人挽回过来？
And we have to learn wisdom from the Lord, how to restore someone.
我们今天呢，那个很多时候我们不愿意说人做这些事情。
Today, we might not be willing to you know, speak to people that are doing.
那么还有一个原因啊。
There's another reason.
因为呢，我们呢，因为常常这个看不清楚。
Sometimes we might not be able to see clearly.
我们可能把它指责错了。
We can only say that something's wrong.
那么，主这么说啊。
But the Lord says this.
他说呢，不要论断人，免得被论断。
Says, don't judge people lest you be judged.
因为你怎么样被论断，人怎么样就被论断。
Because how you judge others, you will be judged.
你拿什么量去量给人，人家拿什么量去量给你。
And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you.
哎呀，那我们呢，这些话呢，让我们呢不太敢说了。
And this may cause us to not want to say things.
怕我们说的人呢是论断人。
Maybe because we're afraid that if we're telling someone something, we're actually judging them.
但是我在想呢，神的话呢是非常清楚的。
But I think God's word is very clear.
论断呢跟责备呢是两件完全不同的事情。
Judging and rebuking are two completely different things.
论断呢是在旧照里面做的。
Judging is in the Old Testament.
批评说什么人坏话。
Old stuff, and it is to put someone down.
责备呢是在新人里面做的。
And rebuking is in the new man.
论断呢是在黑暗里头做的。
Judging is in the darkness.
常常在背后说的。
And it's often behind someone's back.
责备呢是在光里头说的。
Rebuking is said in the light.
常常是当面跟这些弟兄所说的。
Often in their very face.
正因说呢，当面的责备呢，胜过在背地里的爱情。
The proverb says a rebuke in front of someone is better than loving them from behind.
所以我们当我们学着活在光中的时候。
So when we are living in the light,
一方面我们小心，我们要谨慎，我们要查验自己呢，不是在论说那个批评，不是在论断，不是在背后说人。
We have to carefully consider to make sure that we're not complaining about them or secretly judging them.
但是呢，当我们活在光中的时候，
But when we're living in the light,
当我们真的非常清楚确定这事是不对的时候，
When we're very certain that something is wrong,
我们在爱中要责备。
In love, we have to rebuke them. We have to redeem them.
那么我们在今天呢，我们在这个学习，我们如果我们看见人错了，我们责备的时候呢，常常有些不太好的经历。
Today, as we're learning and we are rebuking people, we might not have a great experience.
那么可能我们对责备这个事情呢的本质呢，认识不正确。
And maybe our understanding of rebuke is not complete.
Not correct.
Or not correct.
那么在这里呢，他告诉我们呢，什么叫做责备？
And here it tells us what does it mean to rebuke someone?
他责备呢，他有两个方面。
And when you rebuke someone, it has two sides.
他说，凡是被受到责备呢，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。
It says.
Okay.
13. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light.
当我们里头有那个感动，我们想要去责备人，要挽回人的时候，
when we get this feeling within ourselves, we are moved to rebuke someone.
可能我们会花很大的那个劲儿啊，告诉人，让人看清楚哪里对，哪里不对啊。
And we may spend a lot of energy, you know, trying to explain to someone, you know. You know, this is where this is wrong, and this is where that's wrong.
那人里面呢，就很多的那个为自己辩驳，我不是这个样子，你误会我了。
And the other person might become very defensive and say, "No, that's not it at all. You're smearing me."
他这里他说呢，
Here it says,
真正的让人能够看得见的话，
To truly allow someone to see,
真正的能把人里头的光景显明的出来，
To truly reveal someone's nature.
不是我们的工作，
It's not our work.
是光的工作，
It is the work of the light.
这光显在人心中的时候,
when the light shines within a person,
那么,
it reveals.
那么我们什么是责备呢?
So then what is the rebuke?
责备呢,就是把那些, 那个, 拦住,把光照的人心中的事情把它挪去。
It is to remove the things that would hinder the light.
很多时候呢, 人呢,里头啊, 看不见自己的错。
A lot of times people can't see the wrongs within themselves.
因为呢, 外面很多的事情呢, 被这个笼罩了。
Because it's covered by many other things.
哎呀, 这是些人的说法呢, 有时候是我们的过去的经历啦, 我们是这些人的一些这个, 错误的那个, 这一些想法啦。
It might be what, how people say certain things, or their past experiences, or maybe a bad understanding of something.
好像那个乌云啊, 把那个人啊, 一个人融融, 这个厚厚的罩在那个乌云底下。
It's like a thick cloud of fog that they're hidden under.
那他说责备是什么呢?
Then what is the rebuke?
责备呢, 就是把这些乌云给挪开。
It is to remove this cloud.
把这些呢,外面拦阻人看见神的事情的事情把它挪开。
To take away the things that would prevent them from seeing the things of the Lord.
那么唯一的一个目的,
and that only purpose,
是当这个云被挪开的时候,
when you remove the cloud,
那个光就照进来。
And the light shines through.
那么这个让人看见里面人里面的错，那行着暧昧无意的事情，是光的责任。
And the responsibility of the light is to reveal the things that were done in the darkness.
真正的叫人能够悔改，叫认识自己是个罪人。
And to truly allow someone to repent and understand that they are a sinner.
是光的功用。
It is the work of the
不是我们的作用。
Light. And it's not our work.
这是第一个方面,
and this is one side.
那第二个方面呢?
And the other side.
他说呢, 你这个睡着的人啊, 当醒过来啊, 从死里复活, 基督就要光照你。
Awake sleeper and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
很多时候呢, 人呢, 为什么没有看见自己的错?
A lot of times, why do people not see their own faults?
因为睡着了。
Because they fell asleep.
那这个我想呢,这里所说的呢, 主要是指的神的儿女来说的。
And I think that this is spoken mostly to God's children.
当然呢,我们今天说,今天是外邦人呢,那个我们去帮助责备,可能也可以用得上,哈。
You know, today, for the Gentiles and the unbelievers, if we use this method to rebuke them, it may work.
那但是呢,我在想,这边主要是指的神的儿女来说的。
But when I think about it, this is really meant for God's people, God's children.
神的儿女会不会犯错呢?
Will God's children sin?
这个神的儿女会不会行一些暧昧无意的事呢?
Would they do certain things that are of the darkness?
当我们睡着的时候，我们会。
Of course, if we fall asleep, we might.
生命在我们里面。
Life is within us.
这生命应该是人的光。
This life should be
如果,
the light of men.
这个光应该照让我们看见我们是做错。
This light should show to us that we're doing something wrong.
打盹睡着了。
But we've fallen asleep. And that life couldn't reveal its usefulness.
可能是我们闲懒的缘故啊，我们不想，不谨慎的缘故啊。
Maybe because we were not attentive.
那个我们被世界所吸引的缘故啊。
Or maybe distracted by the world.
神的儿女睡着了。
And God's children have fallen asleep.
这时候呢，什么是责备呢？
And then, what is the rebuke here?
责备是拿个棒子把他敲醒了。
Rebuke is to take a stick and wake them up.
醒过来。
To cause them to awaken.
那么我们的目的呢，不是叫人说你醒过来以后，你看你做这个错，这真的做那个错。
Our purpose is not to wake them up and say, hey, look, you're doing this and this and this wrong.
当然，尤其是神的儿女。
Especially God's children.
这是说他有神的生命在里头。
And to say that God's life is within them.
这时候呢，不知道为什么缘故了，睡着了，什么都没有看见啊。And
for some reason, they've fallen asleep and they can't see anything.
一个忠心的责备呢，把他叫醒过来。
A faithful rebuke would cause them to awaken.
当他醒过来的时候，
and when they wake up,
他里面的生命发出他的功用的时候，
and then the life within them begins its work.
就好像从死里复活一样的。
It's like waking from the dead.
那么基督呢，就要光照他。
And Christ will shine on them.
再说呢，人能够认错，能够看见自己的错，不是我们的责任。
And to reiterate, whether or not someone can recognize their own faults, isn't our responsibility. And many times we won't be able to convince them.
我们呢能够做的事情,
what we can do
就是呢,
is to take away the things around them that may hinder
the light,
to cause the life within them to awaken.
那么当神的光照他的时候,
so when God's light shines on them,
他就以后就非常清楚,
they would very clearly recognize themselves that they were wrong.
他自己会回到神的面前, 他会认罪, 他会悔改,
and they will return to the Lord and repent.
我想这是呢, 当我们学在光中的时候呢, 这第一个方面呢, 我们也会有的经历。
I think this is the first experience we have living in the light.
因为呢, 我们这个原来呢, 看不太清楚,
where before we would not be able to see very clearly.
我们里面也没有那个催促, 没有那个责任。
And we may not have this urge and this responsibility within ourselves.
但是我们活在光中的话,
but if we were living in the light,
当我们看见我们弟兄做错了, 他那个失败跌倒的时候,
when we see our brothers and sisters are doing something wrong and they have stumbled and fallen short,
我们里面应该有那样的催促,
we may have this urge within us.
那么让弟兄能够醒过来, 认识那个神他自己的恩典,
for our brothers and sisters to awaken and see God's grace.
但是当我们活在光中的时候,
but when we are living in the light,
那么大部分的经历啊, 都还不是对着别人说的,
a lot of our experience is not really for other people.
都活在光中呢,
a lot of our experiences with living in the light is for ourselves.
如果我们这个人都不是一个活在光中的人，我们怎么责备人呢？
If we ourselves are not living in the light, how can we rebuke someone else?
如果呢，我们不是天天活在那亮光之中的话，
if we aren't daily living in the light,
不要说去帮助人了，责备人，我们自己都活在死亡的光景里头。
Not to say, you know, of rebuking someone else and helping them, we ourselves are living in darkness.
所以底下呢，他有画了七节圣经呢，告诉我们了什么样的一个人呢？他是一个活在光中的人。
So the following seven verses tells us what is a person living in the light, how they act.
首先呢，他说呢，如果我们是活在光中的话，
in the beginning, if we are living in the light,
他说你们要谨慎行事啊，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
一个活在光中的人,
someone who is living in the light,
他是做事非常小心的人。
They are someone who does things very carefully,
非常的谨慎,
very alert.
那么说一些话, 特别是重话之前, 再想想这个事。
And before they speak, especially important things, they'll spend time to think it over.
做一些事情呢,影响很,特别是影响大的事情的时候,
and when they're doing something, especially something that has a lot of impact,
再等候等候,
and they would wait,
再多祷告祷告,
and they would pray some more.
谨慎行事,
be careful how you walk.
那么,我们天然人呢, 就是一个很急躁, 很想到做事, 想到什么就做什么的人。
Our old self is very impatient. As soon as we think of something, we want to do something.
哎,所以我们说了很多的错话, 做了很多的错事,
and often a lot of the wrong things that we've said or the wrong things we've done.
他说这是旧照里面的人的光景啊,
and this is the condition of the old man.
活在新照里面的不应该这个样子。
When we're living in the new man, it shouldn't be like this.
再等等, 再想想,
just wait some more and think about it again.
当我们如果不这样做的话, 他说我们像很愚昧的人。
It says if we don't do this, we are like an unwise man.
如果我们是一个智慧的人, 是活在光里的话,
if we are a wise person living in the light,
我们做很多的事情呢, 我们多给自己一点时间, 多给神一点时间。
We have to give ourselves more time, give the Lord more time.
那这个谨慎行事呢, 在原文里头有三个方面的意义,
it says being careful how you walk in the original has three different meanings.
那第二个方面的意思呢,
in the second meaning,
他就说了要做事非常的准确,
to do things very precisely,
还有 accurate, 那么这个非常的准确,
to be very accurate,
那么 不马虎, 不随便,
to not be careless,
那么好像差不多就好了,
and not to be like, oh, this is close enough.
goes in that sense. 那么在旧道里的人就是这样的。
In our old self, we were like this.
何必那么认真嘛，和这个何必就那个那么讲究嘛。
We may not be quite as diligent.
那么差不多就好了。
And say this is close enough.
那么当他我们活在光中的时候。
When we were living in the light, we find that we can't tolerate this any deviation. When we were still in the darkness, if we're off by this much more, we're off by this much. Besides, we can't even see the difference. And if we could see the difference, well, we can't change it. And so close enough was good enough.
他說如果我們活在光中的話,
but if we're living in the light,
那麼呢,
we have to do everything very carefully, very diligently. According to our ability and God's will.
啊,这是一个谨慎行事。
This is doing something carefully.
那麼這個字呢,
and there's a third meaning for the word
careful. 殷勤, diligent.
And to be very diligent.
那麼是一個不是閒懶,不是那個隨隨便便的人。
It's not to do something lazily. They're to be very diligent.
那么我想一个闲懒的人,
I think someone who is lazy.
那么这个他做事不会准确,
and what their work would not be very accurate.
其实这三个方面呢, 其实是连在一起的,
and so these three definitions are very closely related.
当我们说我们那个, 小心谨慎行事的时候,
so if we say we're careful and doing things very carefully,
那么我们的目的呢,
the purpose is so that we can do things very accurately and pleasing to the Lord.
要做到这个地步的话呢,
in order to get to this point,
我们必须是个殷勤的人,
we have to be diligent.
不是那个我们小心谨慎的不是我们的借口我们不做事。
Being careful is not an excuse for us not to do
anything. And
so in order to be careful, we have to often pray and study God's word and fellowship with the brothers and sisters. So this is a lesson that someone who's living in the light must learn.
我今天准备交通了到第16节。
Today I had planned to share up to verse 16.
那么一个活在光中的人呢,
someone who's living in the light,
他是一个爱惜光阴的人,
is someone who makes the most of their time.
Make the most of the time, huh? 那么是非常的珍惜我们神给我们的时间的。
We have to truly treasure the time the Lord has given to us.
那么我们呢常常呢就把那个时间花到一些那个无意的事情上。
We may often spend our time on things that are meaningless.
我们呢在信主以前呢，我们花了好多的时间呢追求世上的事。
Before we became believers, we spent a lot of time
pursuing
the things of the world.
那么当我们信主以后，
after we believed in the Lord,
我发觉那事情的时间都浪费掉了。
We find that all this time is wasted.
那么当我们信主之后呢，
after we believe in the Lord,
我们也发觉常常的很多的时间呢，我们都没有把握得好。
We may not have carefully shepherded the time that we have.
好多的时间呢，就在我们手上、手缝中就流掉了。
A lot of time it just slips through our hands, our fingers.
那么一个活在光中的人，
for someone who's living in the light,
那么他发觉呢，他时间是何等的宝贝。
They'll see that their time is very precious.
那么神呢，给我们每一个人的那个很多东西不一样啊。
And the Lord gives each person a lot of things that are different.
我们要 那不同的性格，我们不同的恩赐，我们不同的才干。
We have different character, we have different skills and different abilities.
但是有一件事是最公平的。
But the one thing is the most equal.
你再聪明的人，你一天也只有24个小时。
No matter how smart you are, each day is only 24 hours.
再闲懒的话，你一天也是24个小时。
And however lazy you are, there's only 24 hours.
你怎么样用你再用这24个小时？
So how do you use this 24 hours?
他说呢，要爱惜这个光阴。
It says here to make the most of your time.
这是神赐给我们的一个最大的礼物。
This is the greatest gift the Lord has given to us.
当我们还有时日的时候,
while we still have time,
好好
To carefully use the time the Lord has given to us to pursue Him.
这个爱惜光阴呢, 还有一个翻译呢, 它是把那光阴赎回来。
So there's another translation for making the most of time is to redeem the time.
那么很多的时间呢, 都好像呢, 被那蝗虫吃掉了一样。
A lot of our time is as if it was eaten by moths.
Locust.
Or locust. The time is devoured by locusts.
那现在怎么办呢? 这已经过去了, 我不能把它要回来啊。
What do we do? The time's already passed. We can't ask for it back.
就加倍的努力, 把时间赎回来。
We have to
redeem
the time, spend more effort and redeem that time.
他说到赎的话呢?
And what does it mean to redeem?
他就说到要付代价, 对不对?
It means we have to pay a price.
那么要更加倍的努力啊,
we have to add even more effort to get back the time that we wasted.
那么因为他现今的世代邪恶,
because the days are evil.
那么很多的时候呢, 我们的时间这样浪费过去,
so a lot of the time, our time is just wasted.
因为这世界的吸引太多了,
because the things of this world that distract us are too
many. 你不要说你打开电视啊, 这多少个 channel。
Just turn on TV and see how many channels there are.
你要那个打开你的电脑啊, 那个多少的 website.
Just turn on the computer, how many websites are there?
多少时间呢, 那个花在那个花手机上面。
And how much time is spent on our phones?
他说呢, 那个, 因为这个世态邪恶啊, 他是那个仇敌啊, 想尽的方法呢, 把我们时间夺取。
And because the days are evil, the enemy has all these methods to waste our time.
那个活在光中的人。
And someone who's living in the light. You see how precious time is.
我们呢, 不但是爱惜这个光阴,
not only do we have to
make the most of the time,
我们同时要把神的光阴赎回来, we have to redeem that time.
啊, 我就讲了, 在这边就稍微提一下,
so just share a little at this point.
那么一个活在新人里头的人,
someone who's living in a new man,
他是一个活在光中的人,
someone who's living in the light.
不但呢,是我们里头有光,
not only do we have light within ourselves,
那个我们是世上的光,
we are the light of the world.
因着我们是光的缘故,
but because we are light,
我们天天学着活着,那个神,走在神的大光里头,
we have to learn every day to walk in the Lord's greater light.
让神的光照着我们,
so let the Lord's light shine upon us.
我们沐浴在神的日光, 神的光中,
and we have to
bathe
in God's light.
哎呀,当时我们天天活在神的光中的时候,
as long as every day we are living in God's light, then naturally we will bear fruit. And we'll be able to help others. To restore them. And we ourselves will walk in God's path. And we will understand God's will and walk in His eternal purpose. Let us have a word of prayer.
父，我们感谢赞美你,
Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
因为你是众光之父,
because you are the Father of light.
我们呢, 在光中生的儿女,
and we are your children born of light.
你把那光, 生命的光摆在我们里面,
you have placed your light within us.
那我们能够天天, 那顺着光的感觉, 生命的感觉行,
and that every day we ought to live according to that light.
更是教导我们能够宝贝你的话,
help us to treasure your word.
那个天天读主的话,
that every day we would read your word.
主的话就像我们的光,
and that your word would be our light to shine in our path.
让我们能够认识你的旨意,
and we would understand your will.
有能力走在旨意的当中,
and we will have the ability to walk in your will until your return.
那祷告奉主的名,
we pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen.